So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz highlight from the Daf HaShavua. Yevamot Memchet. Very, very interesting that he has just a one Rashi I wanted to focus on in Memchet and Mebet. Definition of a Ger Toshav. You know, we have a Ger Tzedek that's full, accepts the 613 mitzvot. But here, but we have also a category of Ger Toshav, which normally understood that is a Ger. Not full ger, but just a non-Jew who was accepted, who was resolved, formally accepted in Beit Din to accept the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach that makes him eligible to live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want someone living in Eretz Yisrael who is not careful about the shev mitzvot b'nei Noach. Here's a remarkable Rashi, comment from Rashi over here that tells us that a ger toshav not only observes seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, also will not be mechalel Shabbat. Since Rashi says, Gemara compares the Chilul Shabbat to Avodah Zarah. A non-Jew is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So basically Ray says over here that, okay, so he can't be Mechalel Shabbat either, because that's the equivalent of Avodah Zarah. Wow. That's quite the statement that Rashi is making. I mean, the Chazal do compare Chilul Shabbat to Avodah Zarah. But That's a real statement over here, that to apply that to a non-Jew as well, and a Ger Toshav should keep that. Now, according to this, that a non-Jew should keep Shabbat. Now, why is this so important? It's extremely important for discussion when you have a candidate for Gerut, someone studying for Gerut, and they practice keeping Shabbat. But the general practice is that they do one action of Chilul Shabbat, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us that a guy who is not allowed to keep Shabbat, he's chayav mitzvah if he keeps Shabbat. So he keeps all of Shabbat. So one thing will turn on a light. That'll be his Chilul Shabbat. But the question then becomes, but what about this Rashi? Rashi seems to be otherwise. It seems to run against this. So there are, because of this Rashi, I know some Rabbanim actually will tell someone who's studying for Gerut not to follow this practice, but to tell the guy not who's practicing, who's learning to be a ger, who's practicing to be a Jew, not to be mechalel Shabbat. I don't think that's a generally said the practice. And generally speaking, they do one action of chilul Shabbat. However, the nafkamina can come. We had this at Sharei Orar with Steve between his time of Milah and his time of Milah and the time of his Tevilah. So that's already a big question. He's already done Milah. At that point, does he still have to be Mechalel Shabbat? So one of the factors is this Rashi. It's not so clear anyway that he should be Mechalel Shabbat, even before he does the Milah. So certainly once he does the Milah, Ray told him, no Chilul Shabbat. Very, very interesting discussion, great topic, and we should have wonderful Gerim amongst Am Yisrael who are just like Alan Shavuot, our ancestors accepted the Torah, and we became Gerim, so too also we should have good Gerim that should be joining our people. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyot.